The face of the fine city of Norwich is always changing as new building schemes emerge and old buildings require repair and renovation. The Norwich Society was set up more than 90 years ago with the aim of preserving, developing and improving the city's unique character. Elizabeth Martin met John Litster, administrator of the Norwich Society, to find out how the Society goes about meeting its aims.
Can you tell me about the work of the Norwich Society?
We help people enjoy the history and character of Norwich, and also we help to shape its future. The Norwich Society was formed 94 years ago when some of the great and the good and in the city got together to oppose the demolition of the oldest bridge in the city, Bishop's Bridge. The City Council at the time were proposing to build what effectively was a dual carriageway all the way up from the river through past the cathedral and into the city centre. The other thing that they did at the time was compile a list of buildings that they wished to be preserved. This was long before the days when listed buildings were designated by central government. And it's remarkable now to look back that the first two buildings on their list were the castle and the cathedral.
How's the Norwich Society working now to shape the future of the city?
Most of our work involves just that, attempting to shape the future of the city. We have four major committees, one of which is the Conservation Committee, which looks after preserving some of the historical buildings. The other three committees, by and large, exist to shape the future of the city. Planning Appraisal Committee scrutinises every application that's made to the City Council for new buildings and for altering the existing buildings. The Civic Environment Committee, as the title suggests, looks after the environment of the city, and it does an annual audit. Last year's audit was on small green spaces in the city centre, the sort of flower beds, the green space like the one outside the Playhouse Theatre. And there were 32 of these, and they audited the state of them all.
And what did they discover?
Well, they discovered that some of them were inappropriately planted. They discovered that some of them had not been properly looked after. So the recommendations are that some greater thought be given to the type of things that are in these areas, and also that there perhaps be some community involvement in looking after these areas in times of local government cuts.
So these would be projects where volunteers might get involved?
Yes, indeed, and all our members volunteer for the various committees and for the projects that we seek to get involved in. The other committee that we have is Strategic Planning and Transport, and that has a very wide remit, and they took the lead part in the consultations with regards to the developments in Anglia Square.
Oh yes, I think I've seen something about that in the local press. Tell me a bit more.
Well, this is the latest in a long line of development plans for the regeneration of the Anglia Square area. The last one, which was centred around a major supermarket, fell victim to the credit crunch in about 2008 or 2009. This latest one is founded on the plans of a building firm to eventually build 1,000 houses in that area of Norwich.
That seems like a lot to squeeze into that area.
Well, they are proposing to build them quite high and quite densely, so obviously we've had views on this, but we've also had great views on the entire regeneration of the area. The area is very much constrained by the existence of the Magdalen Street flyover, which is a little bit of a obsession with the Norwich Society. We opposed it when it was planned in the 1960s. We opposed it when it was opened in the early 1970s. And we've advocated its demolition ever since. we regard that as being Norwich's Berlin Wall, artificially cutting off a major part of the centre of the city. there is the temptation to think upon the area, what used to be known as Stump Cross, the area where Magdalen Street and the old St Botolph Street streets used to converge. It's easy to regard that as being the north of the city, but it's not. It's within the city walls. It's actually part of the city centre. And of course the ring road, the inner ring road, and the flyover act as an unnatural barrier between that and the rest of the city.
So what would you like to see happening in this area?
Well, we'd like for a start for the flyover to go and ideally be replaced by an underpass, if not a surface level roundabout or traffic lights, so that Magdalen Street can cross St Crispin's. That would enable that part of the city centre to be connected to the rest of the city centre. We would ideally like to see the regeneration of the Anglia Square area, not as a square again, but adopting the traditional medieval street patterns as exemplified by the present Magdalen Street, which is in fact one of the most successful non-city centre shopping areas. It's been filled by small independent shops in the main, craft shops, specialist shops, and it's a very desirable place to visit and to shop. And we would rather the Anglia Square area be redeveloped into some more Magdalen streets rather than just replicating the existing concrete and steel Anglia Square. If that were to be done in that pattern, there would also be a chance that there would be something of a nighttime economy there. At present, you wouldn't want to be using Anglia Square, you know, once it gets dark. And the danger about redeveloping another square is that you simply replicate that mistake.
I understand you've recently rescued a panorama of Norwich. Can you tell me something about that?
Yes, it's a bas relief, which is effectively a 3D panorama of Norwich as seen from St James's Hill. It's done in plaster and then painted, and it was done by a local artist called James Murray Smith. And he did a lot of work for Morgan's Brewery on either side of the Second World War. We think this one was made around about 1947 when the brewery started work again. It was very badly damaged during the Baedeker's raids of 1942 and rebuilt about 1947. The panorama, it's a very large and very heavy piece of work, 1.5 metres by 1.2 metres. We discovered that it was in a garage in a local hotel, perilously close to some horticultural equipment. It's something of a minor miracle that it hasn't been seriously damaged. We've had it restored. It's been on show recently in the Forum, and we're rather hoping that the Forum will continue to host it in future. If not, we're intent upon it being free to view in the city centre, so that the people of Norwich can enjoy this quite stunning and beautiful view of the city centre landscape.
You mentioned that you're a members' organisation. Can you tell me what's on offer to members?
Yes, we are a members' organisation. We have almost 800 of them. The subscription for an individual member is £20 a year. For couples, it's £30 a year. And for that, they get the opportunity to be involved in the society. The smart answer to your question is that we will provide for them whatever they want to get out of the Norwich Society. We're always very keen for any ideas, any new ideas on how people can enjoy Norwich. And how we can help them do that. For many years now, we have organised a series of walks, talks and visits. There are 16 of these, 16 walks and visits in the year. The majority of them are in the city centre. And they involve an hour and a half's guided walk around some of the historic buildings and some of the interesting areas in the city, followed by a cup of tea or coffee and a bit of cake. And we also, 5 or 6 times a year, go out into the county or out into another county and invite people to visit some of the historic buildings and estates in Norfolk and perhaps in Suffolk as well. We have 4 winter lectures every year. And in addition, we now have a monthly historians meeting, which are a little bit more informal than the winter lectures, but they involve somebody giving a short talk and then there's a very informal chat afterwards about that and other historical matters.
And where do those talks take place?
The historians' talks take place in the Charing Cross Centre in St John's Madden Market, just across the road from the Madden Market Theatre. The major lectures take place in the music room in the Assembly House, where we have our offices.
And how can people find out more about the programme of events you have on offer?
Well, it's all online on our website, which is www.thenorwichsociety.org.uk. And everything about the society is on the website. We try and publicise all the events in the local press.
Thank you very much.
John Litster, Administrator of the Norwich Society.